Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. It doesn't happen too often, but whenever it does, you can be sure that something important is happening. And today, in the Gospel, Matthew 22, Jesus and the Pharisees, something important is happening. What is it? Well, God is asking questions. And that's always fascinating. God who knows everything, God who sees everything, God who is everything. He's asking human being questions. And that is very curious. He's doing this not for himself, but for human beings, for us. If you go through the scriptures, it doesn't take long for you to find this happening. The first place it happens is right after the fall, Genesis 3. And the very first question that God asks Adam and Eve, where are you? It's humorous, isn't it? Again, God knows where they are, but they don't. And he's helping them to know where they are. It's like a parent. A parent is in the house. The child's in the kitchen. Out of the kitchen comes a crack of the cookie jar. The parent comes in, sees the cookies on the floor, the jar on the floor, broken. And the good parent says, "What happened?" That question is not for the parent. It's for the child. To admit what was done. Well, in today's gospel, we hear Jesus ask a few questions. And they are clarifying questions. They cut through the noise. They cut through the nonsense. And they evoke from those who are asking, from those he's talking to, they evoke something. They evoke themselves. The scene is Jerusalem. Jesus is very close to his death. There's high tension. Remember, Israel was an occupied territory by Rome. They had to pay taxes. There was tensions in their relationship with Rome. There was tension among the religious people. Jesus lived in very tenuous times. And the Pharisees come to him with this trap question. Do we pay taxes or don't we? And Jesus asks this question that cuts through all of the noise, the tension, and the nonsense. He says, whose image is on the coin? And then he says, pay to Caesar what is Caesar. To God's, what is God's? That counsel is so beautiful. And it begs another question. What is God's? Every human being ever created, every human being who has ever been in existence, has been made in the image and likeness of God. And Jesus knows that. He evokes that. And he invites us today to give to Caesar what is Caesar's, the money, but give to God what is God's. In our first reading today, we see a beautiful time in Israel's history, the time of King Cyrus. Cyrus had his image on the coin at one time, and Israel was happy with that. He was the king who allowed the Jews back into Jerusalem. After a 70-year exile, Cyrus, called and anointed by God, allowed them to go back. It was a time of prosperity. But times change, don't they? It was 45 years ago today, October 22, 1978. And there was a change in world history, a change in church history. For the first time ever, there was a Polish pope. And that was unique, not just because he was from Poland, but from how he grew up. John Paul II, as a boy, knew the image of Nazis on the coin and what that was like. And then as a teenager, he knew the image of Stalin and the communists on the coin and what that was like. And through the course of his life, he learned how to live, how to navigate in difficult times. When the time came for his election and he became Pope, in his first homily delivered on this day, he spoke the following words: "Brothers and sisters, be not afraid to welcome Christ and to accept his power." And those words had great power, because the one who spoke them knew and learned how to navigate the earthly powers, the earthly realms. The welcoming of Christ, that's not new news. But how to navigate the powers of this world, how to live well amidst the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil, to welcome the power of God. My friends, this was something that the world was being reminded of. This is something that we're reminded of. To be not afraid, to welcome Christ and his power. What does that mean? Well, whose image is on the coin? Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God's. And my friends, in our own day that has so many earthly powers, so many things that can control and fight for our times, for our headspace, for our power, give to Caesar what is Caesar. Give to God's what is God. And we can do that. Human beings created in the image and likeness of God, we can give God our time, our worship, our honor, our glory. How? By being aligned to him. By being in right order with him. By being in communion of mind and heart with God. This is powerful. This is our vocation, and it's possible. For all the times that we have failed to do this, for all of our idolatry and worship of false powers, for all of our blasphemy and the time spent on other gods, false gods, today's gospel is a reminder to us of the true God, in whose image and likeness we have been created. And each day, we have that opportunity to worship, to be one with, to be aligned with that one in whose image and likeness we have been created. My friends, whatever the tension is in your mind and heart, whatever the tension is in our world, seeing the tension in Jesus' own day, how beautiful his word to us today. Whose image is on the coin? Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's.